Colossians, the first chapter, verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. But in verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In the New American Standard, it says, for he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his Son. We've been delivered from the power of darkness or the domain of darkness. Where were you when God had delivered you? When you accepted him, when he took you out, where were you? According to Paul, in all of Paul's writings, you and I were in the dominion of darkness. In the Greek, it says not just dominion, but the authority of darkness. We were under the authority of darkness. Darkness takes ownership wherever the powers that oppose God are given authority. I want to repeat that because it's very important that we understand that. Darkness takes ownership wherever the powers that oppose God are given authority. Darkness is everywhere God does not rule. Even in your house. Even in your home. Even in your jobs. Even in your places. If God doesn't rule, darkness does. That's a pretty heavy statement. Amen? Do you know that we can, even as employees of a business, of a school, or wherever, you can pray and break the spirit of darkness over that. Amen. You say, well, I just work somewhere. I don't have any authority there. No, you can pray and you can break the spirit of darkness. Amen. So, I mean, it's not it's easy for us to give up. It's easy for us to say, it's too much. I just give up. I'm just going to exist. You know, that's what's wrong with so much of what's happening today is everybody just says, we exist. We can't do anything about it. We're just going to exist. No, you can get on your knees and you can pray. And God will change things. Amen? I mean, we've seen it happen. If the kingdom of heaven is the reign and rule of God in the hearts and minds of men, what do you suppose the dominion of darkness is? It's the reign and rule of the enemy in the lives of men and women. That's what the power of darkness is. It's the tares among the wheat, the leaven in the dough. It is everywhere, but it was never a place. In other words, it's a deal like, okay, let's see where the kingdom of darkness is. Google Earth. It's not a place. It's not a place. It's wherever we have given it authority. Dominion is a word about control. That's what the kingdom of God is when God rules. The kingdom of darkness is where darkness rules. The enemy rules. The question is not where you live, but whether whose authority you serve. And we have that choice. We have the choice of who I'm going to serve, what I'm going to do. Let's be clear about authority. It means the power, the ability, the strength, and the permission to do something. Authority is a byproduct of choice. God granted you authority the day you were born. You know, we never think about it. Or at least I used to never think about it. When I'm born, I have authority. The only question in our life is this. Will you give your birth authority back to him, back to the Lord, so that his authority rules your life? that's, you know, when we, in the salvation messages that we hear all the time, we don't hear that part of it. Or not very often anyway. But that's what we're doing. When we come to the Lord, we make Him the Lord. When we say, Jesus, come in, I'm making you Lord. That's what we're doing, is making Him, His authority to rule over our lives. And if you haven't done that, if you forget about it, go back and repent. Like Jennifer said, we need to repent sometimes. We need to get our act straight. Repent. Praise God, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us and to restore us. 1 John 1:9. Well, what an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. But our part is we've got to say, yes, Lord, forgive me, I blew it. Sometimes we're too proud to say I blew it. Amen? We need to, you know, if we retain that birth authority, we are aligning ourselves with the dominion of darkness. The authority of darkness is the power and permission to act in opposition to the will of God. You don't have to be a terrible person. You don't have to be a criminal. You don't have to be an atheist to belong to the dominion of darkness. All you have to do is decide for yourself. You know, if God isn't leading you, then you're not under His authority. I want to say that again because so many times, or maybe it's just me, but in our homes, but in our businesses, and in our work, if God isn't leading us, we're not under His authority. You know how we need to, how God leads us? We give Him permission to lead us. Lord, You lead me. You give me direction. And I'll guarantee you, you pray that kind of prayer and He'll start giving you direction. And sometimes it's, you know, we always think the direction is just straight. No, sometimes He leads you here and then He goes here and then we change. So we've got to do that. Amen? Can we agree that we're going to pray that prayer? We're going to pray and ask God to lead us. Amen? Paul says that we are delivered. We're rescued. That's what Jesus did. He rescues us from the authority of darkness. God's purpose is to get you out of darkness so that you can operate in the light. He wants you to see what you're doing. And if we pray, and we pray that prayer, the old people and the young people, pray that prayer, He will open your eyes and show you. I guarantee you. He wants you to see what you're doing and not be blinded by your own actions. We should put the right level on the dominion of darkness. We need to understand it. It is blind authority. The level of darkness is the blind authority. You might think that you're making your own choices. When you make your own choices, that's the way to do. The world's management system, quote, let me say it again, the world's management system certainly advocates that approach, that we're our own boss, we can do as we please. You need to make your own, just do it yourself. Isn't that the way the world is? Isn't that the way they teach? That's not what God says. God says, ask me. Ask me and I'll lead you and I'll guide you. Amen? He knows much more than you do. He knows much more than His will is perfect. He asks you to let Him take charge. He He's just asking you to say, God, I want you to have your way in my life. You do it. You can be delivered from the tyranny of living blind to the truth. But you'll have to give up running the show. Kind of tough on some of us. Kind of tough to not be able to run the show. Amen? But that's what we need to do. Let him do it. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and the enemy. You can't serve God and yourself. You can't serve two. In the Bible, this kind of authority is always granted to someone. It's never earned. Your authority rests on the will of the one you serve. Your authority rests on the will of the one you serve. Who do you serve? We need to ask ourselves sometimes, who are we serving? Are we serving the Lord? Are we serving self? Are we just serving just whatever? So many times it's whatever. We don't even think about it. We're just doing our own thing. You know, that's what's that saying? I'm just doing my own thing. What is that Frank Sinatra song? I did it my way. That song is I did it my way. Man, you blew it. He delivered us from the dominion of darkness and he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Praise God. He delivered us. The Greek verb, which is a combination of change of place, to stand. To stand in a change of place is the sense of it. But notice that while we have moved, we never went anywhere. God transported us from the dominion of darkness to the kingdom of light of his dear Son without so much as a single step. If you change places without moving, you might think that everything still looks the same. You're right, but you're wrong. Everything looks the same, but nothing remains of the old view. We don't see things like we used to see things. So when God transfers us, you're still in the same family. Sometimes we wish maybe different. We're still in the same family. he likes little sometimes. Please, Lord, help me. We're in the same family, the same neighborhood, the same country. When we're transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of light, we're still in the same neighborhood, the same country, the same family. You still have the same spouse. I'm not going to go there either. The same house, the same job, the same car. But you leave it all behind. What comes over you is a new perspective on all of those old familiar places. He's set us free. He's put us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Everything's new. Amen? Amen. We were moved to a new dimension where the kingdom of Jesus reorients the rest of our world. So we see things as they really are. We see things through his eyes. We see things as they really, really are. It means that if you've been transferred, your old ways of acting, thinking, and feeling begins to be a bit uncomfortable. I mean, some have been in the Lord so long that they don't remember. But I can remember. We need need to sometime. Your friends, when we come to the Lord, sometimes we start changing and our friends say, oh, don't worry. Someday you'll be back to normal. But you know it isn't true. Normal moved with you. Normal, the way of the world, is not the way. Normal is the way of the Lord. Amen? It's the way of the Lord. If you think you've been transferred because someone told you to say a prayer or join a congregation, but you don't notice the kind of mental or moral ill-being about the way things used to be, then you probably haven't been transferred. Pretty heavy, amen? Pretty heavy. But praise God, we've been transferred. We're not going to go back to the old ways. No one can enter the kingdom without being transferred. Every citizen of the kingdom knows he doesn't seem to fit into the world's pattern. You know, to me, Veronica, Bella, all these young people, we need to pray double for them. Because they're all going to school, and some of the schools are so full of junk, so full of liberalism, so full of Satanism, so full of junk, that they have been attacked on every side. And we need to be praying for the meeting, but will everybody pray for all of our young people? Amen? We need to be praying for them. I mean, we got cousins, we got grandkids, all this, but we need to be praying that they will be delivered. They will be delivered. They will be set free. And they will see the junk in the world. And give them intestinal fortitude. You know what that is? That's guts. And the parents need to be, say, turn that dumb thing off. We try to appease them instead of saying, this is what God says, this is what has to happen. And and you wait till they get grown. Then it's another matter. But our children, our grown three children, realize that mama and daddy are going to tell them what God is saying and the way it is. And we don't say, you've got to do that. We just tell them the way it is. And then it's different when they're still at home. We can say, But we need to point out what God's saying, what the Lord said. I'm protecting you. But and our kids have come back, and they appreciate the honesty, especially their mother. Nan's pretty black and white, But have that your daughters appreciated? We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
And I was thinking about Hannah. She just graduated from her North Texas State or wherever. Top of her class. And I remember her calling her mother, and I was so amazed because sometimes you young people feel you can't go to your parents. I want to encourage you to keep your communication open with your parents. They have some wisdom to offer you. And Hannah would call Cody and tell her mother one time, she said, "Mama, every young girl I know up here is sleeping around with guys." And she said, "I only have one friend who's not." And she talked about the stand she had to take because her young friend she was dating was pressuring her, and she broke up with him because of it and told him they could only be friends, and she has remained friends with him, but she refuses to date him now. And I thought, wow, that took a lot of strength to stand against all her peers. But her teachers saw something in her that they promoted her, and like I said, she graduated top of her class and was given, what, two extra honors, team player of her class and something else. And I feel it's because they saw the strength in her that she didn't follow the crowd and just fit in with her bunch. And so sometimes it's lonely for you kids. You feel like you're all alone and you feel like everybody else is doing it. And that I don't fit in, it's kind of like the pressure you all have as a mother wanting your kids to like you. They want their peers to like them. And so we really need to stand by our children, keep our communication open and talk to them, because they're having a hard time right now learning to stand on their own little legs.
Amen. But just remember, you've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank You and we magnify You. Lord, we just come to You and we're learning how to live with the discomfort. We're learning to live joyously in the world. Lord, and we thank You that we are set free, that You have set us, delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. The enemy has no more power over us. Lord, and we thank You and we magnify You. Lord, thank You that You have set us free. Set us free. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Next week, in verse 15, 1 Colossians, verse 15 is, He is the image of the invisible God. We're going to get into that living like Jesus. Amen? Or we talk about it all the time, but we're going to continue. Amen. Praise God.